The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And we're running out of time because there is so many ads and there are also a whole heap of shout outs coming in. 53102 if you want a shout out, and we will try to package them and get them out really rapidly. In business as in life, there are winners and losers. Today on the Sunday Business Show, we have one of those winners in business. Lisa Dillon is MD of EMEA Inside Sales at Microsoft, which is a pretty impressive title in itself. But now Lisa has added another title to her collection. She was voted the Women Mean Business Businesswoman of the Year 2017. And we're delighted that she has agreed to share some of her business knowledge with Team SBS. Good morning, winning woman.
Good morning, Conal.
How are you?
Good.
You must be delighted.
I am. I'm delighted. To be honest with you, I was really surprised when I won the award. I wasn't expecting it, and
did
I was really delighted. I was nominated by people within my team, actually nominated me, and then it was endorsed by Microsoft. So,
and how or why did you win?
So, well, you'd probably have to ask the people who decided that I was the winner. But I think, if I was to guess why I won, I think I have a long history of achieving results. I also recently joined Microsoft, and in February we announced the location of an inside sales centre here in Dublin. We announced 500 jobs at that time, which we've nearly filled all of those. And only 2 weeks ago we announced 200 more jobs. So I think it's probably as a result of that and my long track record. And I'm also on the board of Enterprise Ireland and other industry bodies. So it's probably a combination of all that.
Are you directly to... blame. Can I attribute those 700 jobs directly to you?
Well, could you attribute them directly to me? Now, that's probably a bit of a stretch.
That's a lot of jobs.
It is a lot of jobs. Well, Microsoft decided to set up the Inside Sales Centre in Dublin, and they hired me as a result of that. I think because of the success of the team, we're doing really, really well, that they decided to put 200 more people in the team. So I think you can attribute that to the success, not of me, but of my team.
But it's a nice success to say. And you are looking for people now, because that's what you wanted to shout out. You have the big job fairy, 200 jobs going up begging at the moment.
Yeah, so I have 200 jobs at the moment. So we're looking for people. I mean, the main characteristics is people with ambition and agility, people who have a customer obsession. And what we're looking for is people with sales experience, technical sales, pre-sales type people, and also people who've sales experience.
How come you're so successful?
Good question. I would say I can attribute, I think starting out in life, I was very fortunate with the parents I had. My father, he was from a background, both of his parents were teachers. And so he grew up in a home where the man and the woman was equal. And when we were younger, he never differentiated between the sons and the daughters. And he was very supportive of women throughout his career. My mother, when I think of her, she grew up, she was from a farming background, but education was of huge importance. The sons and the daughters went to university. Her mother gave her a great belief in herself, told her the world was her oyster, and that's the way she brought me up. So I've always had huge self-belief. I have also focused a lot on education. I'm continually learning.
You are an engineer by trade?
That's it. I studied electronic engineering in Trinity, and I went back and did an MBA there as well about 4 years after that. And even more recently, I've done a diploma in business coaching and a diploma in company direction. So I'm continually learning.
We had Tony Smurfit of the Smurfit Corporation on a fortnight ago, and he was telling me how hard he works. He travels 270 days a year or something. How hard do you work?
I work probably too much, right? If my mother was here on the show beside you, she'd tell you that. It's not really about work-life balance anymore. It's about work-life integration.
You've given up on life now. Work.
Well, look, to be honest with you, I do work hard, but I enjoy my social life as well. And I have, two kids, a 15-year-old and a nearly 14-year-old. So, my life is pretty busy. But when you're in a startup environment, I mean, that's what we're in at the moment.
Microsoft is not a startup.
Oh, Oh, I can tell you, the team I'm in is a startup environment.
700 people is not a startup.
No, I tell you,
two
it's
people and two people. No money is a startup.
I tell you, it is a startup environment in a large multinational. It actually, the culture is unbelievable. The energy, the excitement. I mean, everyone's willing to put in the extra hours to make this a success.
Do you know, I'm going to bring you back one day because I think that's a really interesting area of how to make large organisations have excitement within them, isn't it? It's a big challenge. But before I let you go, you've got to start telling me about tips. Give me two, three tips for women to become more successful in business. Because there is no question is that they are held back.
Yeah, so, okay, so the tips, I mean, I could give you tips for women, but I think they're probably tips for men and women.
That's cool.
And it's really based on, I suppose, my experience. I think the first thing is you have to achieve results. That gives you credibility. So whatever your role is, you have to do it the best you can. I think the next thing is it's really important to connect and network with people. It's really important to connect with your stakeholders.
And networking, that takes more time, doesn't it? I mean, that's pushing yourself out there.
It does, and it takes more time. And you know what? I didn't do it, and it's one of the mistakes of when I was younger. I didn't do it as much as I should have. And then in the last probably 8 years, I started networking a lot more, and that's when I saw my success grow from strength to strength.
And what triggered that change in you?
I probably, at the time, I was in a role that I had been doing for a couple of years, so I kind of had come out of that uncomfortable zone. So I felt I had more time to do it. So I started networking and going to external events, industry events. And I think my advice to people is, if somebody says to you, come along to this breakfast, come along to whatever, say yes, don't say no, make the effort, put it in your diary.
But you're back to time. Like you said, you've got the two kids, you've got a big role. You haven't actually told me how hard you work, because I bet you work and work and work and just work.
I do work and work and work, but I also play. So, you know, I do a bit of both. You just have to make time. I think it's what's important. And, you know, by networking, even that 2 hours it might take in the morning. And by the way, a lot of these events are like breakfast. They're 7 a.m. You're still in work at 9 o'clock, or they're lunchtime events. So you just integrate them into your day and they're enjoyable.
Okay, well, that's good advice, I think. If anybody wants to get one of your jobs, one of your 200 jobs, where would they find you?
So if they go to the Microsoft website, and we can maybe put the URL up later on your show, but if they go there, and like really, it's a great team, it's a great environment, a great culture, please come and join us.
And that is Lisa Dillon. Women Mean Business, Businesswoman of the Year 2017. Not a bad accolade. Well done, Lisa. Thank you very much for joining Team SBS. We are now going to take a quick ad break, after which we are going to go and talk to Mingo Messenger.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.